today's news. Hello and welcome to Old News, the programme and podcast which looks at news of the day through the papers of yesterday. This week, airlines. Yes, there have been calls again in Tynwald in recent days for a national airline. It's been debated now. You'll not be surprised to hear, perhaps, if you're familiar with this programme, that it has been debated before. A long time ago. We'll come to that just presently. Manx Airlines as well, of course. Much missed now by some, derided by others. You can have your own decision on that one way or another, or opinions at least. But Manx Airlines existed before the Manx Airlines. Most people might remember the green and white. And Mr. Terry Lydiard, of course, now a great aviation speaker on Manx Radio, who used to be the MD, I think. But there was an original Manx Airlines, I assume formed shortly after the war. Suffice to say that the original Manx Airlines merged in 1953, which is going back a bit. The Isle of Man Times, Saturday, October the 3rd. Manx Airlines Limited of Ronald's Way has been acquired by the British Aviation Services Group of Companies. This was announced last weekend by Mr. Ian C. Mickey, chairman of the BAS Silver City Airways Group. The Manx company will continue to be controlled and directed from the Isle of Man, and the founder and managing director, Mr. G.S. Hankinson, will remain in office, as will other members of the board. Mr. Mickey and the BAS managing director, Air Commodore Griffith Powell, have also joined the board. Services currently operated by Manx Airlines, this is 1953, remember, extend from Ronsway to Glasgow, Carlisle and Newcastle. And Silver City operate a car ferry route between Ronsway and Belfast and another from Belfast to Stranraer. Considerable route expansion is planned for the area, and the present Manx fleet of Dakotas and Rapides is likely to be supplemented by Handley Page Herald and de Havilland Heron four-engined airliners. In 1953, Manx Airlines actually saw its most successful season. Over twice as many passengers were carried, according to the Isle of Man Times of Saturday, October the 24th of that year. Manx Airlines Limited, Ronald's Way, have just passed through a period of expansion and emerged from their most successful season with flying colours. During the period May to September, the company's aircraft carried 12,610 passengers, over twice as many as last season. 5,200, then a record. They have flown 121,931 miles compared with 100,000 last season and recorded 1,102 flying hours compared with previously a figure of 800. That the number of passengers increased by over 100% while the miles flown and flying hours recorded increased to a much lesser degree is explained by the fact that this season the company acquired two Dakotas, which have a much larger capacity than the Rapides. In 1953 as well, in the Isle of Man Times, it's reported that the winter service to Glasgow was being continued. Manx Airlines, after their successful summer season, during which they flew regular services to Glasgow, Newcastle and Carlisle, are maintaining their winter service to Glasgow. Departures from Ronald's Way will be on Mondays, Thursdays and Saturdays at 10 a.m, returning from Renfrew at 11:30 a.m. on the same days. The service starts on Thursday, October the 1st, and additional services will be arranged if warranted, says the paper, particularly at Christmas and the New Year. Special charters can also be arranged. The fare? Well, it doesn't sound a lot these days, but I dare say, compared to the average weekly wage at the time, it was quite a bit. £4 single, £6 and 12 shillings return. Scottish Airlines' seasonal service to the Isle of Man finished last Saturday, reported the Isle of Man Examiner on Friday, September the 28th in 1956. The past season was an all-time record for this company, so obviously a bumpy year when the number of passengers carried exceeded the previous season's total by 31.8%. It is anticipated that the 1957 season will commence earlier than usual, and several weekends, notably Glasgow and Kilmarnock fair periods, are already fully booked a year in advance. In the Mona's Herald of Tuesday, April 24th, 1956, the headline ran, "Rival airlines object to new Isle of Man services. Meeting of Air Transport Advisory Council to discuss applications by two companies for passenger and car ferry licences. Manx government is vitally interested, we are told." And the article goes on to say, because three airline companies have objected to applications for new services to and from Ronaldsway, which have been filed by Manx Airlines Limited and Silver City Airways, the Alamann Airports Board has made speedy arrangements to have representatives present at today's meeting in London of the Air Transport Advisory Council. The chairman, Mr. J.H. Nichols, and secretary, Mr. J.C. Christian, are in London for the meeting, at which the council will consider the objections registered by the British European Airways, Scottish Airways, and BKS. Then, in the Alamann Examiner of Thursday, March the 17th, 1960, well, it was that debate, rather similar, it would seem, to the one which has just been held in 2023. Ireland should run national airline. Timbal debates the airport board policy. The time has come when Timbal should consider the establishment of the island's own national airline, said Mr. T.H. Colburn in Timbal on Tuesday when the airport board's estimates were under review. Mr. Colburn foresaw the day when the island would become a suburb of Liverpool, with people commuting by air between their homes on the island and their work on Merseyside. Mr. H.C. Carew said that costs were going up, but the service enjoyed by the Manx public was deteriorating. Echoes of today, are we thinking? Maybe not. He hoped that the extremely bad service that was being offered by BEA would be improved. Would it not be wiser to build the new runway at Jerby, where they would have room for development? These comments arose on the board's £91,000 scheme for the new runway at Ronaldsway. Mr. J.H. Nichols, MLC board chairman, said that the new runway could be used by the Viscounts, which could not operate at Jerby. This scheme might well be the last big development scheme for the airport, but it would always be necessary to keep improving. The total capital cost to the island of the airport, including the present scheme, was £600,000. It's estimated that to build the airport from scratch today, the day being 1960, of course, would cost from £4 to £5 million. And what about this? From the Green Final. There's a paper for you. Saturday, December the 20th, 1958. A lovely little piece about a luxury airliner. Signalling her arrival by a high-pitched whine from her turboprop jet engines, the first of the new Aer Lingus fleet of Fokker Friendship airliners touched down at Ronaldsway Airport on Thursday. The Fiantan was making her first regular passenger flight to the Isle of Man, and passengers and crew acclaimed her as the most comfortable aircraft they had ever flown in. Hostess, charming Sally McKeegan, a Dublin girl, told our reporter that this was her second flight on the Fiantan. "I was privileged in that I was sent to Amsterdam to take over the aircraft," she said. Miss McKeegan, when asked for her impression of the airliner as compared to the Dakotas, replied, "I feel like a queen in this airliner. You don't even know that you're travelling." Among the many people who were present to see the arrival of the airliner were Mr. J.H. Nichols, MLC, chairman of the airport's board, and Mr. Bert Wood, manager of BEA. Aer Lingus is the first airline in Europe to offer passengers all the comfort of travel by the latest turboprop Friendship airliners. Sounds all right, doesn't it? And just to finish off, back in the day, an advert I found, no date on this, but I'm suspecting it's quite early on. Hall Caine Airport, Ramsey. Pleasure flights, now available from 5 shillings. Flights made daily between 10 a.m. and 12:30 noon, and then 3 p.m. to 8:30 p.m, and they may be booked at the aerodrome. And then just for good measure, it says aerodrome again, although there might have been a misprint. Extended flights may also be arranged. Aircraft Exchange and Mart Limited, whose telephone number, we are told, is Kirk Andrus 7. Just 7. And if you want to get there, there are frequent services of buses from Ramsey to the airport. Airlines, bad service, national airlines for the Isle of Man. It's all old news. Until next week, cheerio.
You're going to be yesterday's news.